Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
Karen, you're going to have to keep it down a bit.
Why?
We're in a library, remember?
Yeah, okay. Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
Well, up a little bit, okay. So people can actually hear you.
All right. Could you tell that person that? Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton.
We're in the library this week.
Oh, it's fantastic here, actually. This is a great library.
And the best thing is that we've actually got permission to be here by our librarian, Non.
Yeah, when you say permission to actually be here, she said she'll meet us here.
Yes, she did.
She didn't say we could record in here.
You are so pedantic, Dave. Non's doing this brilliant thing for us listeners at the conference, and we've arranged this whole like cybercrime project that we're going to be doing, and Non's going to be talking us through like all about cybercrime, how to research it and how to do things, isn't she, Dave?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
And we're going to have a live sketch, and you and I are acting in it for free, aren't we?
You mean I'm not getting paid?
No, there was no money involved. I did ask.
No money again.
She said she'd give us half a bounty bar.
Oh, that'll do. That's a payment. Okay, well, I'm in.
Yeah, so that's going to be something to look forward to at the conference. And we're planning loads of stuff. It's really coming together now, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, we will be quiet. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's an online library. What are they doing in here?
This is it.
Wasting their time. Looking at all these.
I mean, I must say, there are some really good books in here, actually.
Don't start looking at them yet.
I mean, I did an arts degree initially, and some of my stuff, this is really, really interesting. History of ancient Rome. I was thinking about, if I could get like 7 books out today, I've already made it. Hang on, where's my list?
Oh, the list.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the list then for this week. Never mind about books.
Oh, okay.
Give me the list for this week's show.
This week's show, okay, that's, here we go. Right.
Hold on, what's this? Monday. White shoes.
Oh.
Dress.
That's my list for clothes for the conference.
But there's 4 pages of it.
Well, I was thinking, because we've got, like, we're on camera for 6 hours a day.
Well, we're not actually on camera. It won't be on us the whole time.
No. But I still need to have appropriate clothes, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like. So the first ones are the, like, primary options. And then I've also made a list of shoes that can go with those if the weather's not good.
Okay.
Well, and cardigans.
Okay, I better think about that. I'll make a list. Do you think I should bring 2 T-shirts rather than just the one?
I'll give you a hand with that, Dave. Okay.
Right. Well, I look forward to that.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move on. Let's have the news, shall we?
Ah, the news. That's always a good starting point. Right. Right, so first item on the news today is the faculty Facebook page. So you can access this through the link from the Student Connections website. Do check it out, especially on a Friday when the Friday Thinker's on. You can engage with an academic on a variety of debates, so don't forget to check out what the question is and have a go at expressing your own views. Right, now the other bit of news is we now have a Twitter feed. Our very own Twitter feed, which is at PodMag, isn't it, Dave?
Tweet, tweet. Yes, we do. It's going really well.
It is. So do check it out and follow us, because there's lots of bits going on there. It's going to be really important as well coming up to the conference, because if you haven't done this sort of thing before, at conferences, like, everyone sort of communicates on Twitter. It's just like a mobile text thing where you have a chat with everybody. And it's actually often a lot more interesting than what is actually in the conference. So whilst at the conference, we'll have chat. Do get involved with Twitter and learn how to set it up. The library also have some great tools to help you learn to use social media if you aren't familiar with it. But do check it out. So we've had some emails. And Rachel McLeod, who's one of our participants at our Activate sessions, says, great Activate session tonight. Lots of exciting ideas coming together for the Student Connections Conference. So thanks for tweeting, Rachel. That's really, really good.
Yeah, it's a really good way of keeping in touch with us. Just use that at PodMag tag and send us a tweet. And here's one actually from Grace Garner. And Grace has been coming along to the Activate sessions. And after the last one, she said, another great Activate session. Really enjoying getting to know the other students. And Grace is also going to be presenting as part of a group, which a number of students are. So you don't have to just present on your own. If you still want to present, you can, so get in touch or come along to the next session.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can find out when the sessions are running on the website. They're on OU Live. People access them from mobile phones, tablets, or their laptop. You don't really need any special equipment, but you can always pop in if you want to get involved with something. Even if you don't want to contribute your own ideas, there are lots of other ideas up for grabs that you could work on either on your own or as a group.
And the next one is going to actually be on Monday, May the 12th. There's not one next week because it's a bank holiday.
That's right. So May the 12th from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night.
And we look forward to seeing you there.
Fab.
What you got there, Karen?
Well, I've been looking through the arts books here. Now, I found some Dostoevsky. So I was wondering, do you think we should get out Crime and Punishment or War and Peace?
Okay, well, both of those, I think, would be very good descriptions.
We only have 7 books we can get out on our library card. And I've already chosen 5.
Yeah, they're all colouring in ones, because you find most of them here have been coloured in already, so it's just a waste of time. Actually, some of the ones that shouldn't be coloured in have been coloured in as well, and I wish people would stop doing that.
I know, it's very rude, isn't it?
It is very rude.
Yeah.
Yes,
one of the reasons I never lend people my books.
I once read a book from the library, and the final page had been ripped out.
Oh.
I will never, ever know who done it now.
Oh.
It was a dictionary.
Okay.
What about some conference news?
Oh, yes, conference news.
Do you know what?
What?
We are just 60 days away from the conference.
I know.
2 months. In 2 months' time from now, you will be standing somewhere in a changing room trying to decide what to wear.
I know. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
So exciting.
I know. I can't wait. And our students are getting really excited too. The ones who are presenting, some of them have been up to KMI to see the studio and look at what we're going to be doing. If only we could get in there to present the PodMag, Dave.
Wouldn't it? Just, it's perfect. And they've even got proper recording studios.
Some people
and microphones.
In here are so, you know. Anyone would think they're trying to, like,
read.
Study or...
Yeah.
For heaven's sake. I know.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it down. Is Non coming to join us?
Well, we are a bit early, if I'm honest.
Oh, okay. Well, what about the registrations? How are they going?
Oh, the registrations are brilliant, yeah. When I last looked at your list, it was on 475.
475 people already are registered. If you haven't registered yet and you're listening to this, then go to the website, click the Register Now button. We're using a system called Eventbrite. You'll get an email from them acknowledging that you have registered. And you'll be joining an ever-expanding list. I mean, the conference looks like it's going to be very, very big.
No, it certainly is. And by registering, you can give us your email address so that we can get in touch with you and remind you when it's on, if you need reminding.
Yeah, in case you've forgotten. But when is it on? Just so I can make
sure. It's the 30th of June to the 4th of July. The programme's up on the website as well, because in case you haven't noticed, that if you are listening to this and you haven't checked out the new website, then do, because we've got a great new... range of options on there, including the programme, which we're starting to fill up in the next few weeks.
And I can't wait. And we do know, however, that who the first student presenter is going to be.
Yes, we do.
And who is it going to
be? It's Ben Tamplin.
He is nothing but trouble at the Activate sessions. I am so looking forward to his presentation. Tell me what it's on.
It's called, which he regularly reminds me of, The Nature of... Hang on, I always get this wrong. The Nature of... My teacup. That's it. It's on my list. See, Dave? So, Ben, email us and if that's not correct, as you always do.
In fact, it is correct. Ben is talking about the nature of my teacup. He's going to be on at 12:30, so he's going to be the first one up there. We've also got a group of people, which include Brendan Lavery, Harley Jack.
Aww.
I'm not saying anything more about him. He's too popular. Grace, who I've just mentioned, Moira and Lucy, all going to be doing something on video games, whether they're harmful or not. So that's going to
be
really
interesting.
If I might not watch that, because I want to get back onto Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. I think you will want to watch it, Dave. I think it'll be very interesting.
And we've got Bridget Scanlon, who's been doing videos with us as well. And she's going to be on Thursday, and she'll be doing something about the Activate workshop, so reflecting on those. We've got Rachel McLeod and Nikki Strouts, who are thinking about what it's like to be an OU student, and particularly thinking about how you overcome your isolation and also your shyness. Not the same thing, of course. We've got Sarah Hook, who's going to do something on blogging. Pete Steady, who's going to talk about gender problems.
Mm-hmm.
We would know nothing about those, would we?
Absolutely not. I'm far too busy doing the darning.
Yeah, and I'm just far too busy giving her things to do. So no gender problems here. And also we're going to have Amy Harty, who's going to be doing some interviews for us. I'm really looking forward to those as well. So that's and there's some more to come. So we're going to be keeping that up to date. So keep an eye on the programme. It's really starting to take shape, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay, so that's all the conference news. There's a lot more conference news to come. Do keep an eye on the website. We've got some great blogs going on. Harley Jack has blogged. I'm trying not to mention Harley Jack too much. I don't want his head to swell. And
excuse me, I'm trying to study. Could you keep it down, please?
Oh, those people behind me are driving me nuts with their complaining.
I know.
Do you think we should move on?
Do you know what? No, I don't think we should, because we have just as much a right to be here and there as they do.
Well, actually,
we don't. Why not?
Because they took my card away from me.
Oh, really?
When I was in the security lodge, and they never gave it back.
Oh, don't worry, I've got my library card. I just think, you know, some people are a bit... Oh, here comes Non. Oh, okay, well, maybe we'd better finish now anyway, because she's got a lot of paper with her, actually. So,
well, it's been great, PodMag.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing everybody at the Activate sessions, at the conference, online, at PodMag.
And don't forget to email us as well. Our email box has been a bit quiet, the PodMag one. Don't forget to email us as well. If you want to be read out on the show, it's podmag@open.ac.uk.
It's all happening. We'll see you soon.
See you next time.